Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, don't eat that. Pet treats, the pros and cons of your dog's bully sticks, and healthy treats for your cat. But first, from the Huffington Post, your dog is probably eating a lot of bully penises and you don't even know it. This was written by Aaron Greenwald. We kind of hate to tell you this, but you know the bully sticks your dog is always chewing on? They're bull penises. Yep, those popular dog treats frequently sold loose in pet stores across the country consist of a male bovine's raw, dried, private parts. Usually, if it's got bully in the name, it has a penis as one of the ingredients. Dan Goodnow, founder of Natural Dog Company, told the Huffington Post from the Global Pet Expo in Orlando. When used as ingredients in dog treats, animal byproducts like trachea, lung, and gullet are candidly marked on Natural Dog Company's packaging, as they are on many competitors' products. But bully sticks are usually called just that, leading, as one 2013 Tufts University poll discovered, to confusion, even among veterinarians, about what a bully stick really is. Just 62% of vets correctly identified them as penises, compared to 44% of the general public. In other words, lots of people don't even know that their dogs are eating a lot of bull penises. Experts say it's usually fine in terms of health, as long as dogs don't eat too many of the high-calorie sticks too often. But we had other lingering questions for Goodnow. The Huffington Post asked, so, bull penises, which products are actually made out of it? Dan Goodnow responds, just look at the label. All of our bully stick products are made out of bull penises. This includes our 6-inch and 12-inch bully sticks, our curly bully sticks, which are penises spun into a spring shape, our braided bully sticks, 3 bull penises braided together, our full cane bully sticks that are uncut, that range from 36 inches to 48 inches long, and many other bully stick products. There are a number of companies that make bully sticks. We were definitely not the first, and I'm sure we won't be the last. How many bull penises do you think you buy and process in a year? Huffington Post asked. It's hard to say, as they typically are cut from their full cane length down to their 6-inch and 12-inch chewing size, but somewhere in the hundreds of thousands, I would guess. Since so many of your products are labeled by body part instead of more euphemistically, how come bully sticks are still called bully sticks instead of bull penis sticks? Well, it really depends on the product and the associated ick factor. Sometimes people aren't turned off by the body part name, like trachea or backstrap, and sometimes they are, like penis or bladder or esophagus. We try to come up with a fun name when we can, so that people can try the product with their dogs without being embarrassed to ask for it by name at their local pet store. How does a bull penis go from being on the bull to becoming a dog chew? What are the steps? When the cattle are processed for human consumption, the pizzle is gathered along with other parts that will eventually become dog treats. The pizzles are then cleaned, stretched, and dried in an oven, and then cut to size. How do you get into the bull penis business? Goodnow responds, I started the company 5 years ago. I had just gotten married, and my wife and I gave each other a dog Tuesday as a wedding gift to one another. We had gotten Stella, our other dog, when we moved in together 4 years before. Jenna wanted a dog with spunk, and that's exactly the kind of dog we got. I was running another company at the time from my house when Tuesday started destroying everything in sight. Toys, toilet paper, magazines, and eventually the flat part of the wall in my office. I needed to find something to keep her busy and found bully sticks. When she started working on these, she finally stopped shredding everything else in the house. I became a believer and started selling them myself. Our primary products are bully sticks, but we also sell other body parts, including beef trachea, beef gullets, beef tendons, beef tripe, cow ears, along with other single-ingredient chews like deer and elk antlers, sweet potato chips, lamb lungs, and pig ears. Almost all of our products are meat-based, single ingredients, dog chews that are sourced from free-range cattle. Were you surprised when you first got into the business to find out what dog chews are made of? Well, I was shocked initially, but this shock was quickly overtaken by the thrill of finding something that my dog loved that took her a long time to chew through. Then I just got over it. Where do most of the bull penises come from? We source most of our products from South America because it's where we can source the best free-range products. The cattle we source our products from in South America are never raised on feedlots, not fed hormones or antibiotics. In the U.S., it's very hard to find cattle that are raised outside of feedlots. We do carry some U.S. Pizzle products for our customers that are really interested in carrying a U.S.-only product line in their stores, but this is not our main focus, and the quality is not always the same as South American Pizzles. Most bully sticks are sourced from the USA, South America, and some from India. These are typically water buffalo Pizzles rather than beef Pizzles. Does working in this business affect how you think of your own food? Goodnow responds, I personally do eat meat. I do think more about it than I used to, especially in terms of, say, eating a flank steak as part of dinner. I realize now that as I eat the flank steak, there are a ton of other products from the cow that the flank steak came from that are out there going into all sorts of other products. Sometimes people eat bull penises too. What would you say to squeamish people who are kind of grossed out upon discovering that their dogs are chewing on bull penises? I think it depends on the person. Sometimes some people are grossed out initially, but then they see how much their dog loves it, and they don't care anymore. Sometimes there are people out there that actually get excited when they find out. It must be something to do with animosity towards an ex-husband or ex-boyfriend that they want to get back at. You can get in touch with the author at erin.greenwood@huffingtonpost.com. And as a point, counterpoint, Live Science has a somewhat different view of bully sticks. In a January 2013 report, Live Science staff said, dog treats made from bull penises may pose health risks. Bully sticks could have more calories than dog owners realize, and they might even contain bacteria like E. coli, a new study shows. When dog owners toss their canine companions a bully stick to chew on, they might not be aware that the popular treat could be packed with calories and contaminated with bacteria, researchers say. And pet owners might not even know that the stick is made from an uncooked, dried bull penis. In a small study, researchers examined a sample of 26 bully sticks, also known as Pizzle sticks, manufactured in the U.S. and Canada. They found that the treats contained 9 to 22 calories per inch. That means the average 6-inch bully stick potentially represents 9% of the recommended daily calorie count for a larger 50-pound or 22-kilogram dog and 30% of the requirements for a smaller 10-pound dog, a significant source of calories pet owners might not be aware of. With obesity in pets on the rise, it is important for pet owners to factor in not only their dog's food, but also treats and table food. Researcher Lisa Freeman, a professor of nutrition at Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts University, said in a statement, Tests for bacteria showed that one of the treats contained Clostridium difficile. One was contaminated with methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA, and seven contained E. coli. The researchers noted that their sample was small and a more extensive study is needed to investigate the widespread contamination rate in bully sticks. But they said their results at least suggest pet owners should wash their hands after touching such treats as they would with any raw meat. This isn't the first time a pet treat has been linked with contamination. Researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported in 2010 in the journal Pediatrics that an outbreak of salmonella in 79 people between 2006 and 2008 was caused by contaminated dry pet food. While the source of the bully sticks is no secret, many pet owners don't seem to be aware that the treats are made from the raw penises of bulls or steers. A survey by the research team showed a 20-question online poll completed by 852 dog owners from 44 states and 6 countries showed that 44% of respondents could correctly identify the source of bully sticks as bull penises. 23% said they fed their dogs the treats. And there was even some confusion among veterinarians. An unimpressive majority of vets, 62%, polled by the researchers, knew where bully sticks came from. We were surprised at the clear misconceptions pet owners and veterinarians have with pet foods and many of the popular raw animal product-based pet treats currently on the market, said Freeman in a statement. For example, 71% of people feeding bully sticks to their pets stated they avoid byproducts in pet foods. Yet bully sticks are, for all intents and purposes, an animal byproduct. This research is detailed in the January 2013 issue of the Canadian Veterinary Journal. So there you have it. And now, if you're looking for a healthy cat treat, look no further. WebMD provides 10 tips for buying or making nutritious cat treats. This was written by Wendy Fries, who writes, Cat Treats and Snacks, What's Healthy? People love to pamper their pets, lavishing them with treats and affection. Although you can probably never give too much affection, cat treats are another thing. Cats can develop weight problems just like people do. According to a study reported by the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, an estimated 57% of cats are overweight or obese. Can cat treats ever be good for kitty? Are some treats better than others? And is people food healthy for your cat? Here are answers and tips from cat experts. What makes a cat treat healthy? Moderation is the key, experts tell WebMD. It's fine to feed your cat treats, but they should be a very small part of the diet, says Marla J. McGeorge, DVM, an Oregon vet who treats felines only. How small? Many experts recommend cat treats make up no more than 10% of the total calories a cat eats. That's because most treats don't add anything but calories to a cat's diet, McGeorge says. The remaining 90% of your cat's treats or calories should come from a high-quality, nutritionally complete cat food. Cat treats, decoding the label. Learning what's in packaged cat treats can be a bit of a puzzle. Information provided on labels could use a lot of improvement, McGeorge tells WebMD. That's because not all nutrients are listed on cat food labels, and there's usually no calorie count offered either. To learn how many calories are in your cat's treats, you can contact the pet food manufacturer or check with your vet for recommendations. At a minimum, McGeorge suggests looking at labels to see if a treat is approved by the Association of American Feed Control Officials, or AAFCO. This group sets pet food manufacturing standards, minimal as they are, McGeorge says. Here are 10 treat tips for a healthy cat. First, remember moderation. Like people, cats can develop a taste for treats, and they may decide to avoid their own food in favor of the goodies they love. For this reason, keep cat treats novel by offering them no more than 2 to 3 times a week, says Susan G. Wynn, DVM, CVA, a veterinary nutritionist in Georgia. Next, go easy with people food. Foods made for cats are formulated to contain the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids a cat needs for good health. So, people food should be a minimal part of your cat's diet. For an occasional delicacy, you might try small bits of cheese or cooked tuna, chicken, fish, or liver. You can also give your cat a tablespoon of milk now and again. But for cats that are lactose intolerant, this may cause diarrhea, Wynn says. Number 3, avoid toxic foods. Raisins, grapes, onions, alcohol, salt, tea. We may love them, but these and other common foods can be toxic to cats. If you're not sure a treat is safe, talk to your vet before giving it to your kitty. Number 4, ban begging. When giving your cat a treat, avoid doing it at the dinner table or at the cat's insistence. Don't reward begging. 5. Overweight cats need care. There's no way around it. Cat treats add calories. But simply cutting out treats isn't going to do much for an overweight cat, McGeorge says. She recommends having your cat evaluated by a vet who will develop a safe diet plan to help your cat lose weight slowly and carefully. Rapid weight loss in an overweight cat can lead to a serious liver disease called hepatic lipidosis. 6. Go green. Catnip makes a fine cat treat, Wynn tells WebMD, and it's low calorie. Most cats love both catnip and cat grass, which is actually a cereal grass like wheat or oats. Both treats are easy to grow in a sunny window, and you can also find dried and fresh greens in pet stores. Always be sure the plant you're offering your cat is safe for felines. But don't be alarmed if your cat regurgitates the kitty grass you buy. Some just do that. Stick with catnip for those cats, McGeorge suggests. If you're not sure a plant is cat safe, check the ASPCA's website for information on plants toxic to felines. If you think your cat may have eaten a dangerous plant, call your vet immediately or contact the Animal Poison Control Center at 888-426-4435. That number again for the Animal Poison Control Center is 888-426-4435. 7. Give cat treats for fun and fitness. Help your cat exercise brain and body by using cat treats to train them in agility exercises or tricks. This can be even more enjoyable for indoor-only cats. 8. Apologize with cat treats. Try giving cat treats after something kitty doesn't like, such as claw trimming, tooth brushing, or a dose of medication, along with praise and petting. This can go a long way towards soothing a feline who's been forced to do something unpleasant. 9. Don't use cat treats to replace love. Cats don't have many needs. A healthy diet, safe home, loving attention. When you're short on time, it can be easy to think a handful of treats builds the same bond as a stroke or cuddle. But I'm not really sure it works that way, says Anthony Herrig, an Oregon engineer with 4 contented felines. My cats are no more lovable for having had a treat. I think it's physical contact, like playing, petting, and holding, that helps a cat bond with you. And 10, make your own cat treats. By cooking up small bits of liver, fish, or eggs for your cat, you'll know exactly what's in the treats she's eating. You can even make organic cat treats for Kitty by buying meat, fish, and eggs that are certified organic. But remember, these treats should make up only a small part of your cat's overall diet. Next, why getting a senior cat is a wonderful thing. This was written by TJ Banks at Petful.com. He says, senior cats are loving companions who appreciate the simple things in life, and they don't come with all that crazy kitten energy. Sandra Whitehead first saw Cinder wandering around outside the local university. She started feeding him. In time, she brought him home to live with her. He was 13. Cinder adapted to his new life easily and, despite various health issues, became the happiest pampered house cat. He was 18 when Sandra finally had to help him cross the bridge. But they'd had 5 wonderful years together simply because she was willing to take a chance on an older cat. Seniors in need. When you do rescue work, the odds are good that a high percentage of those rescues will be senior cats. The majority of the rescues we've seen at Northeast Abyssinian and Somali Rescue, for instance, have been 10 and older. Frequently, the cat is the longtime companion of an elderly person who can no longer take care of him or is going into a living situation where cats aren't allowed. It's a sad but understandable scenario. The other scenario is much sadder and a whole lot less understandable. The cat who came into the house as a calendar cute kitten is now up in the double digits. The kids who clamored for a kitten for Christmas are older and don't have time for her any longer. Pluses and minuses. Many people are hesitant to adopt older cats and worry about limited time with them. But they don't realize that these cats end up in shelters due to no fault of their own, observes Kevin Davis, writing for the Pat Brody Shelter for Cats in Massachusetts. Separated from their loved ones, surrounded by other strange cats, confined, confused, and sometimes frightened, many of them are emotionally devastated by their misfortune. The truth is, older cats are great because they're already socialized. What you see is what you get, says Meow Cat Rescue. Adult cats already know who they are. They will greet you at the door and be more than happy to curl up and watch your favorite TV show with you. They've already learned about the unconditional love thing. Yes, older cats can come with traumas, but once you've gotten past them, they are all the more loving for what they've gone through. They're mellower than kittens. Most of us have had to run around keeping kittens from chewing electrical cords or getting into paint. Kittens are, veteran cat rescuer Karen Waldron points out, often high energy, and you need to kitten-proof your home. I will always take a senior over a kitten. Kittens are fearless, or, as Davis says, they stumble in blindly where adult cats fear to tread. You still have to watch older cats, but they're more wary and less apt to put themselves in risky situations. The golden years. When older cats make friends with you, it's pure love, Susan Graham of Axum Abyssinians says. But it can't be a one-sided relationship. You need to take care of the regular maintenance stuff, like checking their blood test results and keeping their teeth clean and pulled when necessary. Here are a few things to keep in mind. Arthritis is a big problem. Zorro and Dervish both had it. Derv was on Cosequin. Zorro didn't do as well with pills or capsules, but he had a heated cat bed that made his last year more comfortable. A word of caution, unplug the bed if you're going out. Also, a set of carpeted steps will make it easier for him to get up on the bed or the sofa. Clip your senior cat's claws regularly. Elderly cats don't move around as much as younger ones, and their claws can grow into their paw pads. Remember, your cat may have vision and or hearing problems. Karen Olkowski suspects her new old cat, Kramer, is deaf in one ear, and she recognizes that this makes dealing with a new environment trickier for him. Here are a few more benefits to bringing an older cat into your family. A cat with vision or hearing problems shouldn't be allowed outside. Actually, all elderly felines should be kept inside. They are easy targets for predators. Older cats take time and patience to settle into their new home, says Tracy Weed, who has taken in several over the years. Even if there hasn't been any trauma, they are so sensitive to their displacement, they can be depressed, have low appetite, litter accidents, and fear. But once they feel stable and secure, she says, then it's a magical discovery time for both human and cat. And in the November 2017 issue of House Beautiful, Here Doggy, here is a new gadget for your dog. Imagine a Wi-Fi, a GPS, a Fitbit, a flashlight, and a camera all in one. Dog Collar, the most advanced app-enabled canine tech available. Link AKC's Smart Collar tracks your pooch's daily activity, snaps photos, lights up, and alerts you if Mr. Wiggles has bolted off. Just attach it to your pup's collar or Link AKC's leather one. It can be yours for $199 plus $6 to $10 a month, and you can find it at linkakc.com. And just for fun, here are some quotes and fractured definitions gathered from around the pet-loving world. First is watchdog. A watchdog is a dog kept to guard your home, usually by sleeping, where a burglar would awaken the household by falling over him. This was contributed by Ernie and Bertie. Next is feline paralysis, the inability for a human to move due to the presence of a cat sitting on the lap. That was posted on the Prankton Post. And an anonymous quote, also posted on Purrington Post, for a man to truly understand rejection, he must first be ignored by a cat. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.